You're listening to Small State Big Takes presented by House Enterprise. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking it up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. Your team can go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Changes come fast, and the only thing that is a lock are great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in the action, so download the DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SSBT. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly just with a $5 bet on college football. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SSBT. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, see dkng.com/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to Small State, Big Takes. This is episode 255. Stephen O. Scott, shocker, shocker, surprise, surprise, is not here, so we don't know what he got, but Gilly's here. Josh is in the car doing dad things, I'm sure, but he's here. He has an appearance. We've got a nice little 30-40 minute episode for you tonight. So, gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Chilling over here. Josh, how you doing?
I'm just chilling in this traffic. I'm trying to get home. I'm like 5 minutes away. I mean, it's kind of annoying, but it's Orlando, so.
Classic 7 p.m. traffic. Well, let's get right down to it now. Today we want to kind of talk football. But before we do, we have, I don't know, how do you guys pronounce Rafael's first name? Is it Sedane, Sedene, Sediene? I don't know how to pronounce the first name. Any ideas?
I thought it was Sedane.
Sedane.
I kind of did too. I don't know, but I don't know if I've heard it out loud yet, to be honest with you.
I haven't. Yeah, I don't think I've heard it out loud either. But that's how I. Well, that's what I called him anyway. This whole time.
Well, we've got a debut with him tonight. That's exciting. Don't know really how long he's gonna be up. Honestly, I guess we'll find out. But exciting nonetheless. Having a great year. Hopefully, he can get some momentum with the Red Sox after dropping 2-3, and just we got Mookie to death over the weekend. So that was just great to see. Are you pro or anti or pro standing O for Mookie on Friday?
I'm pro standing O personally. I think he deserves it. I hate like making a huge big deal out of it. Like, I feel like it's just like all the, like the Globe piece came out and it's like we're just rehashing it all, and I don't love that. But like, yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, he did enough for the, and he was good with the community. But that's great. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm very pro personally. I did feel bad, like you said, how felt like 85% of the questions he was getting during media hours and whatnot were like, what happened? It's like, guys, like, it's 4 years old. Pretty much everything that's been said that people want to say has been said at this point, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, I think we talked about it. If not, I tweeted about it, how no matter what happens with any pieces that they get back from the Mookie Betts trade, it will always be a stain and unforgivable, blah, blah, blah. That's how I've cemented my feelings towards it, I think. I don't see myself coming off that ledge at all, especially after, you know, looked like he was very comfortable using the Monster over the weekend. So I'm sure a nice full season at home for the Monster at this point of his career would be pretty nice.
And actually today, I think the odds flip for NL MVP. Yes, now Mookie's night. The favorite. That's crazy. I mean, yeah. It was due to correct, because it was like he was plus 600 even last week.
Yeah.
So
that's having just an absurd season, and especially in August, like an all-time historical August month for Mookie, capping it off by coming to Fenway and just going nuts.
Yeah. Are you pro standing O too, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think the only, like, I think what Oliver said, the only bad taste was like the trade and the initial part of it. But I mean, everything was good, right? I mean, all the time you spent with us was pretty awesome. So I'm pro standing O in all those situations.
Yeah, I feel you. Feels like he did nothing wrong too. Like, I remember initially, like, being on the side of, like, wait, did he not want to stay here? It sounds like ownership was kind of feeding that stuff to the media where he actually was open to it and he never got a real, real offer. So it's like, no wonder he bounced.
And I think... Go ahead.
I think that's the other point I was going to make. Like, you see all the articles coming out now and it's like people are asking him the questions like, oh, did you get offers? And he was like, nope, sure didn't. And it's, that is even worse, I feel like, because the whole narrative, even when the trade went down, he was like, yeah, I still want to explore the market. And then they gave him an offer they couldn't refuse. Like, it just, like, it's such a bad taste. Like you said, Gilly, like, rehashing it, that's where the bad taste comes in. But it's not on him. It's the same old story that we've been hearing for years. Like, the Red Sox just didn't want to pay people. And yes, they paid Rafi Devers, but it's like, if there was a way to keep them both, like, that would have been the way, you know what I mean? And we have the money, where the Boston Red Sox, like, just pony up and do it.
Yeah, you know? Like, thinking back to that 2018 team, for example, you have Mookie, Benintendi, who stinks now, I get it, but at that time you had Mookie, right, Benintendi, Xander, and Devers. You're like, okay, we're enjoying this, it's awesome. 2020-ish comes and you're like, okay, reality setting in, who are we going to keep? Let's keep two of these three guys, if you don't even want to include Mookie. You end up keeping one, so it's not a total fart, or whatever you want to call it, fuck up, I guess, I don't know. But the fact Mookie wasn't like, oh man, it's tough. It's tough to think about. And what people do forget, and Gilly, you've been very adamant about this over the years, is the whole COVID situation completely changed Mookie's perspective. He definitely was, and even this weekend came out and was talking about, he's very gung-ho about his camp was, we're going to free agency, even whether he's traded or not, he's going to free agency. He gets traded, boom, COVID hits. He's like, oh shit, I guess I should sign. He signed.
But that's,
and now we are.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a worse thing in whatever, like, you think about it this way. If you were in Mookie's shoes and it was your job, and you know, COVID and all the uncertainty that placed on obviously everybody, like, you are taking whatever money you can take at that point.
Absolutely. Like, I don't blame him one bit. Yeah. But man, imagine in a different universe where that Brewster Gratterall trade falls through and that they're not able to find another deal. Boom, Mookie stays. COVID hits and he's like, oh shit, Davey D, what's going on? Or no, Heim's back. Heim's there. Heim, John, what's going on? Let's lock something up. Boom, now he's a Red Sox for life. That's another universe out there. An alternate reality that happened. That you can't change my mind either. That happened in a different reality. No ifs, ands, or buts.
What sucks too is, like, we obviously knew how good he was in terms of, like, okay, what his potential was. He won an MVP with us. But it's like, even more so, it's like his skill set translates so well to aging well, in my opinion. Obviously, you've got, like, he's got a smaller frame, but, like, the fact that he hits for average and a bit of power too, doesn't really,
power now.
He had speed, like, initially, but, like, not for long, right? Like, I feel it wasn't
like Jacoby, where you're absolutely banking on his speed, like him to swipe 50 bags is like, all right, yeah, he's a young, fast, athletic guy in his mid-20s, that's fine. Like, now he's 30 years old and stealing 10 to 15 bags a year. Who cares when he's hitting 35 to 40 home runs, hitting 320 and winning an MVP?
Exactly. And defensively, he's a gold glover. Borderline platinum. Yeah, exactly. No, now, he's probably, like, maybe a top five defender in the league, realistically.
I think that's
third baseman
dunk.
Guys get, like, the hype of, like, being defensive studs, but okay, for Mookie's versatility.
Yeah. Find me a guy who can be the best right fielder in baseball and then come in and give you a gold glove style defensive effort from shortstop and second base. I mean, give me a break.
True.
All right, that's enough Mookie Betts slop, I think. We miss him. Hope all is well. Yada, yada, yada. Josh is loading up. I assume he just got back, so he'll be out back with us shortly. But, Gilly, I guess before Josh gets back, we can talk. I sent out a tweet today of another NFL future bet. Where do you stand on the Mac Jones over 19.5 touchdowns and over for his passing yards on the season?
I am on the over of both in terms of, 19.5. And then I got the passing yards line at 3,199.5. I think you're 50 yards more than me. So
yep,
that'd be a shame if there was a throws for like 3,210 or something stupid. That would be very sad. I think we're pretty aligned on the logic there of just, I think the Patriots are going to be solid enough team defensively, should be really, really good, right? Maybe top five, definitely top 10 defense. Offensive line could have some struggles, but at the end of the day, if the Patriots are at least solid, I still think that they'll be trailing a good amount of games because it's a tough schedule, which means more passing plays, more passing downs for Mac Jones. Yeah. On top of, you made this point too, in terms of the offensive coordinator situation, play calling, it can't be overstated in my opinion that Matt Patricia is not a play caller offensively. Right. He had no business doing that. It's insane that he went the entire season doing that. And it was just a shit show for Mac Jones. So I'm excited to see Bill O'Brien's offense in play here, especially too reunited with Mac Jones, right? He was the coordinator, I think, when Mac Jones was there. So, all right.
I think he came in the year after Mac Jones left.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it does, because this is Mac Jones' fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years, including his year at college. So he went from whoever it was then, I can't remember, to Josh McDaniels, to Matt Patricia / Joe Judge, to now Bill O'Brien. And yeah, those guys he had before were great. Obviously, Josh McDaniels, I think, was like, I was not happy when he left to Las Vegas. Is he a great head coach? No, I don't think so, but he's an excellent offensive coordinator. I will stand by that. I'll fight anybody with that. You can do so much worse than him, and we saw that. And even with all that, if Mac Jones had played a full season like he did in his rookie year, he missed three games last year, he probably wouldn't have hit the touchdowns. He only had 14, but he definitely would have went over the passing yards. He had 3,000 or a couple yards under 3,000. So even with all that, I still feel good about it. The offense, from like a talent perspective, is kind of the same. Maybe you have a little bit more depth at wide receiver, but you still don't have the take the top off the defense guy. You just have a couple more like, oh, maybe this guy will be good type of guy with a booty and this Pop Douglas fella. We'll see what happens there. Is Tyquan Thorne going to do anything? I don't know, but you at least have Bourne, Juju, and I'm forgetting someone off the top of my head with Hunter Henry at his disposal. So we'll see how it goes. I think there'll be plenty of opportunities if he's healthy for him to hit those numbers. Josh wasn't here. We did talk about this a couple weeks ago with a friend of the program, JJ Gruden. He also liked this play, but more so just because he thinks the Patriots stink are going to be behind in a lot of games, which I don't necessarily disagree. That's more time for the offense to throw the ball with the yards and throw in touchdowns. So even if you think that is an angle, the offense should improve regardless.
Definitely. And he, I mean, again, what did he put up last year in terms of numbers? He wasn't that far off. It's not like it's
3,000 yards.
Yeah.
With 14 touchdowns in 14 games.
Yeah. So exactly. It's almost like a health bet, right? Where it's like, as long as he plays the same amount of games as that, he should hit that easily.
Yeah.
He really has been pretty healthy in his career. It's not like it's like, oh man, he just can't stay on the field. Not really. Yeah.
In his rookie year, remember he threw for like 3,300, 3,400, something like that.
3,800,
even better. And that included a game where he threw for 10 yards against the Bills. People That's forget, true. People forget the crazy win game. Steven has joined us. Well, would you look at that?
Oh, yeah.
He's muted. Or connected to his AirPods or something. I don't know what's going on, but can't hear him talk.
He's a practicing mime now.
I'm not sure. Maybe
he's the first podcaster to be entirely muted.
I'm not exactly sure, but that's all right.
Oh, there we go.
All right, phew. What's going on here, motherfuckers?
We are chilling. We're hyping up Mac Jones.
Yeah, we're trying our the best we fucking can to hype up Mac Jones.
Oh, come on. Give it a rest. It ain't happening. You know what? I'll join the hype train with you guys, but I don't believe fully, you know? As long as you moderate your expectations.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe fully either, but it's like I think this is the year where it's now or never. You either show that you can hang or you fall off, like the Jets already gave up on Zach Wilson and the 49ers already gave up on Trey Lance. Like, that was wild to me. That was absolutely insane to me.
That is so stupid to trade all those picks for a guy that, like, I don't know.
Didn't even really get a chance.
No, that's the thing, too. But you really have not seen much of Trey Lance in general. Between, I think, even like high school, college, and football, like NFL stats, he's barely done anything because he just like has not been able to play. And I think the one game that he was a starter and played the entire game last year, did you see this? Was that game against the Bears when it was like sopping wet and the field was just disgusting, which I was like, I remember watching like that game and being like, oh, this is a shit show. And that was like Justin Fields. He's just running all over the place.
He was like diving in the end zone, doing slip and slides and shit. Yeah.
He had a great celebration, I think, at one point too.
Yeah, Trey Lance played like 16 games in his life. Like, he has like one season of worth of football.
Oh yeah, because he sat out the COVID season in college, right?
Yep.
Or like it just got canceled or whatever it was.
His conference, I think, because he was in North Dakota.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, pretty wild trade. Then they just sell him for a fourth round pick to a team that isn't really even – it doesn't even looking for a quarterback. That's what even – like, why are the Cowboys doing that? Just to buy stock in case, I guess? No,
I think it's next year, dude. They can – they have an out of that Dak contract, pretty sure. Where they could be, like, in – and, again, they're still be taking a hit of some sort, but they could get out and at least save some face.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, it makes a little bit more
sense. But again,
sense
I mean, I think Trey Lance is still very far away. I don't think he's a year away, even at this point. If Kyle Shanahan can't make it work, the guy who made...
Right.
Okay, who's that? Was it CJ...
Bethard?
Yeah, CJ
Bethard. Remember when he like had a moment? It was like, oh my gosh, this guy in fantasy? It's like, if he can't make Trey Lance work, then I don't know.
It's a very good point. Remember there when they made that trade, there were rumors that they were going to take Mac Jones with that pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonder what the world would be like if they did.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Probably Mac Jones probably would be dirty on the Niners.
I agree.
And we would have Justin Fields.
Which I'd be so happy with. And he'd probably suck. He'd probably be terrible. Yeah.
He would probably be out of the league.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo. But if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
All right, we're talking football. Let's get into it. Kind of quick. We don't have to go too far into depth, but let's go division winners, MVPs.
Let's do it.
And we are doing a fantasy draft in 4 minutes. We'll be with you with the first round live here on Small State Big Takes exclusive content.
Wow.
How about that? How about that? All right. Divisions. Josh is back. So the gang's all here. We're ready. Let's start with the hometown division, AFC East. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. I think our boy JJ convinced me that the Dolphins are the team this year.
Oh fuck that!
That is wild.
I think I got convinced,
dude. If Tua gets one more bad hit, that's toast.
Fair. Yes, I agree.
That's what terrifies me about it. And I don't even like. I like Tua. Don't get me wrong. That's why I'm afraid to bet on them.
That's fair. Oh, I'm not going to bet on it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If X, Y, and B happens, I think the Dolphins are a pretty scary team. What if they trade for Jonathan Taylor too, which is kind of a little rumor out there that could happen? That'd be a scary team.
I'm not feeling it though. Respect to you for taking that though, but no way. Dolphins suck, Wang. Who's a running back otherwise? If they don't trade for Jonathan Taylor,
they've got speed. They've got what's his name? I can't think of it. They got 49er guy.
Mostert,
isn't he still there?
Dude, he's like 31.
Does it even matter who the running back is? The running back's a plug and play position at this point.
They have just Jeff Wilson too.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
That's what I thought you meant for a second. I forgot they sold Mostert. Spoiler alert, I will not be drafting a Dolphins running back tonight.
Me either.
Having a running back and having a running game are two different things. I'm still not convinced the Bills know how to run the football. They haven't showed us how they've been able to in a few years. It's just ride or die with Josh Allen. We'll see how it goes this year.
No. Not since the Willis McGahee, Marshawn Lynch era.
Oh, LeSean was good there.
Yeah, you're right. Old snow games, especially.
All right, you guys all like the Bills, unless Josh is surprising me and likes
something. No, man, I'm with the Bills. You know
yeah.
that.
Right. Yeah, I'm a coward. I kind of want to put the Jets, but I don't. I would hate that.
Really?
I don't believe in the Jets personally.
Right now, I don't know why they hooked me in. And I haven't even watched Hard Knocks, but I just believe right now Rodgers is going to be on a tear. I think he's not going to win the Super Bowl. He's not going to go very far in the playoffs, but I think he's going to go for the AFC East for real.
One of our co-conspirators, not on this podcast, but has a nice little Jets Super Bowl ticket before Aaron Rodgers was traded.
Whoa.
Oh, I forgot he did that.
Yeah. So he's actually got him at like, I think it's like plus 2,500 or some shit like that.
Oh, my.
Which is, I think they are way lower than that. NFC East.
Eagles, not even close. That's such a shitty division. Otherwise,
it is, but it's also
they have a cake schedule too.
From year to year, the NFC East has so much variance. Like they haven't had back-to-back division winners in like a million years.
True. Yeah, there's got to be Eagles. Yeah,
I agree. They're way too good compared to everybody else. Especially.
Here we go.
All right, pretty boring. AFC North, this is a fun division. Thoughts?
Is this league PPR?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. Full.
Full? Go on.
A double check.
Who is gone? I can't. Oh, here we go.
Justin Jefferson. My dad got Jamar Chase, which is who he wanted. He texted me pre-draft. I want Jamar Chase. Congrats.
I'm on my iPad right now.
Trying to get on my computer. It's not working. Oh.
Gilly takes Christian McCaffrey, who I don't know who's...
Bijan Robinson goes to Will.
Will, okay. I got an interesting spot here. I've got Eckler, Kelsey, Kupp, Hill.
That is crazy to take him fourth overall. I'm sorry.
I agree. I'm going... I'm putting my money where my mouth is here. Give me Tyreek Hill. Morals be damned.
Red Sox cooking right now.
Are they?
2-0 lead.
Dude, let's Tristan go. Cassis. Can we have a Tristan Cassis moment?
Sure.
I mean, that guy's putting up monster numbers.
Eckler's top three? What's going on here?
It's PPR, man.
Okay.
I almost took Kelsey, number three. I'm not going to lie.
I thought about it as well at pick five here.
Will this league be keepers someday, or are you just going to like roll out?
No. We're a redraft league now.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. I'm in.
All right.
I've got some surprises coming for the past winners.
Who the fuck's drafting right now?
Broncos country. Let's ride. Who is that?
Sam. My brother.
Is he protesting?
How original. Did he show up to the draft or did he blow this one off too?
Let me text him. He was at the draft that we had last night.
Josh with Saquon. That's a good pick.
Saquander FC. The name.
That's great. Josh, fun fact, has never won this league, as neither have I, but his wife has.
No way.
Yeah, she won early on, too.
That's awesome.
Have I won this league before, Oliver?
You have once, yep.
Okay.
The Rathbuns have been running this league here lately.
Dude, Evan always has the best team names. Shout out to Evan. The best team name I think I've ever seen was when he had Sterling Shepard and Larry Fitzgerald, and he named his team If It Fits, It Ships. And I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I've told him that on multiple occasions. Been like, dude, that's just all. That's all time. What a clever fucking dude.
Who the fuck am I going to take right now?
Garrett Wilson's not coming back to you, is he?
Did he go?
No.
All right, I'm taking him. I think.
I honestly think I'm just running my team back.
Yeah, how about that? You don't even have to change your team name.
Right.
Do I want Derrick Henry, though? I'm like kind of thinking about it.
Derrick Henry is so washed.
Yeah, you're right.
He's so bad.
Yeah. Garrett Wilson, the first round, is just wild to me.
That is insane.
Do you think I care?
No, not one bit.
Now you can take Tony Pollard like a real running back.
I don't know if I want Pollard.
How long is Alvin Kamara suspended for?
3 games.
What do you do?
Manslaughter. No, I don't know. I kind of forget.
I think he like fucking beat someone up in a club or something like
You're
that.
You're right. That's what it was. It was assault. No, but that's fine. Wasn't domestic. I don't know. I'm okay with
He just got in a fight. Wasn't anything crazy.
I'm trying to justify it myself. Yeah, battery arrest. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like he beat his kid or anything or his pregnant wife like the person I just drafted.
Plus, he's doing 30 hours community service. Yeah, he's a
Joe Mixon just drafted too, another beater.
True. That one was on camera. I can't believe it. Wow.
Yeah. Wife picking?
There's a lot of issues in the NFL.
Yeah, at least that was like, because I've had that conversation with Sosa before, and Sosa has been a Joe Mixon defender, and to his credit, he was like 19 when that happened.
Oh, I'm literally running it back. Let's go.
Dude, Chubb fell. I should have taken him.
Nah.
That's exactly how I drafted last year. Saquon Barkley and Nick Chubb.
Dude, fuck Amon Ross St. Brown.
I agree. I'm out.
Yeah. I hope he falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Oh, Mahomes.
Whoa.
Oh, DK. Taco Corp.
Yeah, buddy.
DK's your boy right now?
Yep.
I love DK.
I got a lot of DK shares already. I'm in 3 fantasy football leagues. It's my second draft. DK has been locked up in both of them. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We've got Sir Gilly on the clock. Selects AJ Brown. Auto
pick. That's a good pick.
AJ Brown's gonna be a Jacobs G. to Art Vandelay, aka my dad's team.
AJ Brown might literally be the best receiver this year, I think. And I probably should take him.
There's potential. I'm taking there one. For sure.
Next pick, I'm either taking Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, whoever lands to me.
Got it.
If both are available, I think I go Hurts, to be honest with you.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, points-wise as well. He'll have a few more rushing yards this year, too. I think they're diverse on offense as well.
What happened to Debo, by the way? He's, like, it's kind of funny how he's not really, oh, no. Jose Abreu just hit a missile. That's gone. Fuck.
I'm punting on a lot of different positions this year, I think. I think I'm punting on quarterback. And I usually go for a good kicker.
Yeah, you're a big
kicker. I'm a big kicker guy. I go like kicker Taylor? Sixth round. Jonathan Taylor might not play this year.
What?
Imagine.
Wow. Art Vandalay has T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, cocksucker. Oh,
not Etienne.
No.
Etienne. No.
Bitch tit.
Fuck. You know, Will was mad at me last night for taking Etienne on him, and now he just did it on me.
Who is this Gibbs dude?
He's a first rounder, right?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my backup. I think it's assumed that they're going to
play him a shit ton. I think he's... I don't think he's Georgia. I think he's Georgia Tech.
I don't love the pick there, taking Gibbs. I wanted Etienne really bad.
Or no, is he Bama? No, he's the Bama running back, Gibbs.
That's right. That's right.
That is Georgia.
Georgia.
Did Stetson Bennett make a roster, by the way?
He was on the Rams. Okay. You see that story about Matt Stafford that came out?
What?
No.
He doesn't know how to talk to his teammates. He can't.
He's just like, not vocal?
Yeah. Like, he tries to be vocal, and they, like, address. I don't know if it's real. It might be satire, honestly, now that I'm saying this out loud. But, like... there was a rumor or there was a story that said, like, in meetings and stuff, they would just be looking at their phones, like in locker rooms, and he can't have conversations with anybody because he doesn't know how to relate to them. And they call him sir. And he's like, I'm not a sir. Like, I'm your teammate.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't, it's weird.
Yeah, you're right. I'm reading this on Yahoo Sports right now. Part of these comments are from his wife.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He said because he's so old, he can't connect to the teammates.
What? That's terrible.
That's insane.
Maybe he needs to call up his old high school friend, Clayton Kershaw, figure out how to connect with the youth.
Clayton is with the times. Yeah. I don't know if he's like Mookie Betts, like doing some obscene shit in the dugout, but,
yo,
you know.
Mookie being a podcast guy was not something I thought I was like was would ever happen, but his podcast is great.
I've only seen the clips. I haven't listened to
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the people he has on, the things they talk about, it's like, it's pretty out in the open, pretty wholesome, very good stuff.
You go hit a home run.
Jeremy Pena. Okay.
What is Chris Sale just like tossing up meatballs tonight?
He was dealing early, back to back K's, I think, to start it out. But it's okay. He's just giving a little meatball to the Rhode Islander, let him show out.
Tell me how I have Kevin Gausman and Chris Sale going right now. I have one freaking point.
Debo.
That's crazy. If you told me like a year ago or 2 years ago that Debo would fall to the fourth round in drafts, I would be mind blown. I feel like the hype was like so unreal where it's like, oh man, he's a first rounder. He can do it all.
I mean, when there's guys like Michael Pittman Jr., come on, Gilly.
Don't tell me. Is that... did he get taken first? No, he's still there, right? I don't want him. I'm just curious. I'm terrified of Michael Pittman. Oh, you got Kyle Pitts, though?
Yeah, buddy.
I think I need to stay away from Kyle Pitts this year, though, to be honest with you. I think he I don't know. He caused me enough pain last year and maybe the year before.
I had so many Kyle Pitts shares last year.
Did not totally forgot that Juju was a Patriot. Is that like working out?
We'll find out, won't we?
Did he play at all in the preseason?
Honestly, don't know. I did not watch any preseason. Not a preseason guy.
Well, now they changed everything. Like, it's just so different where it's like, it's not like all teams are on the same timeline, which is annoying with preseason.
Yeah, they're like all throughout the week, all, I don't know.
Yeah, well, then also, too, it's like it's some teams are like, all right, we're playing our starters game two. And then other ones are like, nope, we're not playing any starters. So then it's like, I don't know. And then week three is like now the last week. And some teams didn't do any starters. Other teams did like entire starting units. I don't know. I just like it when it's consistent. And it really wasn't been that.
I am such a complete asshole. I should have drafted Justin Fields. Oh my God. Oh, I'm off my game.
You took Lamar.
Ooh. I took Lamar. Ooh. I'm off my fucking game.
Who'd you take? You took Ramondre and Lamar? That's very unlike you.
You know, in your league, I try to be unlike myself. And then my league, I'm me. You know? I do me.
Thielen is a Panther?
You learn a lot during fantasy football drafts, huh?
I don't think about football until it's football season. I'm going to be honest. Dude,
what's his face there? Damian Harris. Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at
that's
all.
That's kind of crazy.
Darren How Waller. About Christian Watson being higher in rankings for ESPN than DeAndre Hopkins?
That's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous.
And right behind Amari Cooper. That's crazy. Come on.
All right, boys. Thanks for tuning in. If you tuned in that long to hear us rambling about shit, but we are at our time limit. Any closing takes here as we wrap up?
Oh, we didn't finish the NFL predictions.
No, we kind of went off a tangent, but luckily we have another week.
Another week before it actually starts.
Cool. See you, boys.
Bye. Bye.
Peace.